The conference is now being recorded.
Good afternoon, everyone. It's 1:55. This is Amy Sterin with the Illinois Children's Healthcare Foundation, and we will be starting the meeting promptly at 2:02. And I just want everyone to know that you have all been placed on mute. If you have questions that come up either before or during the call, please send them to my email and I will try very hard to answer all of them. My email address is amystarin@ilchf.org. So at this point, we'll kind of hang out for a few minutes and we will start promptly at 2:02. Good afternoon, everyone. This is Amy Sterin with the Illinois Children's Healthcare Foundation. It is 2:00. We're going to give folks another 2 minutes to dial in before we get started. I just wanted to let everyone know that you are on mute, and the phone conference is going to be recorded, and it will be posted on our website in the next few days. So two more minutes, and we will get started. Okay, good afternoon, everyone. This is Amy Starin. I'm the Senior Program Officer for Mental Health with the Illinois Children's Healthcare Foundation, and it is an honor to welcome you all to our call this afternoon, during which we will discuss the Foundation's initiative, COVID School Wellness Initiative, one for Illinois and also one for some zip codes within Chicago. I want to start just by telling you a little bit about the foundation. So the Illinois Children's Healthcare Foundation was created in 2002 and is focused on, it's a private statewide foundation that is focused on serving all of the children throughout the state of Illinois. And the vision of the foundation is that every child in Illinois will grow up healthy. There are two primary areas that that we fund, and those are related to children's oral health and children's mental health throughout the state of Illinois. And since 2002 and through the end of 2020, the foundation invested over $110 million in 640 grants across the state of Illinois. So the context for this initiative is that the COVID pandemic obviously has had a profound impact on the social and emotional well-being of literally probably the whole universe, that it's impacted children, it's impacted families, it's impacted businesses. Virtually no part of life is quite the same as it was prior to the pandemic. So the staff at ILCHF has spent the last roughly 15 months really listening to Illinois stakeholders about the needs of children and families related to mental health that obviously have been intensified by the pandemic. So some of the stakeholders that we've listened to include students and teachers, independent parent leadership groups, school leaders, public education and health system leadership, mental health providers and mental health consumers, mental health grantees, City of Chicago and State of Illinois public officials, mental health trade associations, mental health professional organizations, as well as legal and healthcare advocacy associations. So ultimately, what we heard very loud and clear is that there's profound levels of depression and anxiety that children and parents and school staff are facing. And sort of the collective understanding is that if the parents are not okay and the teachers are not okay, the children will not be okay. So this initiative is essentially the same project but divided into two separate geographies. So there are 14 counties around the state of Illinois that are eligible locations to apply from, and also 14 zip codes within the city of Chicago. The goals of the initiative are to provide enough flexibility within applicant proposals for the communities to really determine the best approach to respond to their own local mental health needs within school and community settings, to allow the funds to be used for a range of responses from prevention to early intervention to treatment. So all of those levels of mental health intervention are allowable. Funds can be used to support the social and emotional wellness, not only of children, and this is really important, but also parents and caregivers and teachers and school staff. So there are three potential audiences, and applicants may choose one or two or all three of these. Another goal is really to create enduring relationships between schools and mental health providers that will last beyond the grant cycle. So the foundation is going to invest a total of $8.6 million over the next 2 years in these initiatives, and applicants can apply for grants of up to $150,000 per year for 2 years, or a total of $300,000. And the foundation is also going to fund an independent evaluation that will be in the ballpark of $200,000. So again, it's a $8.6 million initiative overall. The process for being an eligible applicant is as follows. So the lead applicant needs to be a Medicaid billing certified nonprofit mental health provider as the lead applicant. And that was very purposeful in terms of wanting to give schools a lot of flexibility. So the lead applicant will partner with one or more public schools or public school districts to determine what the best approach is in their local community. Schools must be located within the designated geographic area. And again, schools could be single units, groups of schools, a single district, or multiple districts. So within the Chicago zip codes, obviously, it's not going to be multiple districts. But in some of the counties, there may be partnerships that get created between multiple school districts. The grades targeted for the intervention range from pre-K through 12th grade. Parents and caregivers must be partners and hopefully lead partners in planning the approach and ultimately leading the initiative. And the expectation is that there are at least two parents and older youth who will be involved in the development of the application. The project can last up to 2.5 years. Funding in the amount of up to $150,000 will be awarded in 2021 and 2022, again, for grants of up to a total of $300,000. And the proposed approach may use evidence-informed or promising methods to provide prevention, early intervention, and or treatment services to children, youth, and or parents and caregivers, and or school faculty and staff. So within the 14 counties in Illinois include Fayette, Jackson, LaSalle, Macon, Macoupin, Marion, Montgomery, Peoria, Rock Island, St. Clair, Stevenson, Vermilion, Williamson, and Winnebago. And the eligible zip codes within the city of Chicago include 60609, 60621, 60623, 60628, 60629, 60632, 60638, 60639, 60641, 60643, 60644, 60649, 60651, and 60652. The time frame for let me back up a second. So the evaluation will include a very modest, non-burdensome mixed methods process that will seek to really describe the social emotional wellness activities that grantees are implementing, consider whether there are changes over time in the social emotional wellness of the participants, and to assess if new or expanded relationships are developed and established between the partners. So the applications are due on August 16th. The board will finalize their decisions in November, and we're expecting to be able to answer or to announce the awards on December 1st. The projects themselves will start on January 1st of 2022 and can continue through June 30th of 2024. Hopefully, everyone has seen the RFP and has gotten a look at what the questions are and what the required attachments are. The applications must be received through our electronic grant system that is on our website. And I think that is it. So again, I want to remind folks that if you have questions that you want to submit, please send them to my email address, which is amystarin at ilchf.org. Okay, and now I'm getting some questions, so let's see what we can answer. So the first question is, can an organization submit two applications? For example, one for Chicago and one for outside of Chicago. The answer to that is absolutely, that there's no, as long as the schools are located within that geographic area, that's completely allowable. It's also, I think, possible that mental health organizations may submit proposals for multiple locations in Chicago. So there's a lot of flexibility related to how many applications can be submitted. Excuse me, the next question is, will there be additional rounds of funding available for northern counties in Illinois? We do not anticipate additional rounds of funding at this point. And there are a couple of counties in northern Illinois that are eligible applicants. Okay, more questions. So is it better to partner with multiple schools? That is really is entirely up to the community and the applicants and whatever makes, I think, the most sense. There may be areas where there are fewer or smaller schools where it makes sense to partner with multiple schools. It also may be that there's a universal intervention that a whole district wants to implement where that makes the most sense. So it's really a lot of flexibility. Is it better to have a new or existing program at a school? So the expectation is that there's something new about what's being proposed. So whether it's a new partnership between a school and a mental health provider, whether it's expanding on an existing project somewhere. But yes, there does need to be something new that is part of the application. One of our ideas is to create an advisory board for students, parents, teachers. Is this within the scope of this grant opportunity? It certainly could be if it has some impact on the social emotional wellness of those populations. Question, do we need a letter of support? What is needed to provide support or partnerships from the schools? So yes, letters of support and commitment from the school is part of the requirements. It's one of the attachments that has to be included. And within the city of Chicago, we're also asking whether or not there is the mental health provider is a current CPS vendor, and whether they have agreements with CPS. That is not a limitation to an application. We have CPS is committed that they would assist any awardees with getting what they need to be a CPS vendor. But there does need to be a school that is sponsoring the mental health partner for that process. Another question, are there guidelines for the mental health provider if multiple schools want to collaborate? I don't think we have any guidelines. It would really be up to what made the most sense for the multiple schools and for the mental health provider. Again, partnering with multiple schools is certainly something that would be very acceptable. Question, can you define mental health provider? Can hospitals, health clinics, et cetera, who are Medicaid enrolled providers of mental health services, as well as other services, apply? So being a Medicaid certified mental health provider means that you're billing healthcare and family services in Illinois for mental health care, and also that the provider is a nonprofit. Let's see, here's a question. Can a special education cooperative serve as a lead applicant and partner with public schools that are cooperative members? Only if, and I don't know how this arrangement would work, the special education cooperative was also a Medicaid billing mental health provider. And there's a question, will we be posting FAQs from today's questions or future questions? Yes, we will have that up on our website. And again, this call is being recorded and will be available on the website. Here's a good question. May the approach utilized in the application provide for prevention, early intervention, and or treatment service level services to only one or two of the following: children and youth, parents, caregivers, or school faculty and staff? In other words, can we provide the approach to only one or two of these groups of individuals rather than to all three? No, it's completely acceptable to provide all three levels of intervention to all three levels of the population if that's an approach that makes sense in the community. It would also be appropriate and allowable to provide only prevention or only intervention or only treatment to one of those three populations. Here's another question about mental health. So the lead applicant does not need to be a community mental health center or a provider of solely mental health services. That's correct. So community hospitals, community health centers, et cetera, who bill Medicaid for mental health services would be eligible as well. Definitely. Okay, keep those questions coming in if any more of them have come up. Okay, I just want to remind folks again, the applications are due on August 16th. Please be free to reach out to me if there are any questions that come up after our time together today. I'm happy to try to answer any questions that come up. The Illinois State Board of Education has also asked us to host an additional meeting that we will try to get set up and get the word out regarding when the next conference call may be. So with that, I think we can end. Thank you again, everyone, for making the time today, and we look forward to your applications and to partnerships with many of you in the future. Take care.